Now we are going to crown this week's big winner. Let's bring back Aaron, Emily, Andy, and Dave. They'll be playing our final round, and let's turn it over to Puzzle Guru Art Chung.
This final round is called the produce section. Each answer will contain an item that you might find in your supermarket's produce section. For example, if I said, this satirical newspaper's motto is Latin for, you are dumb, you would answer, the onion. We're going to play the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give me that answer. The last person standing is our big winner. Your prize is an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube and an autographed copy of Wyatt Cenac's Grammy-nominated album, Brooklyn, on vinyl. Here we go. Emily, this movie review website describes its highly rated films as certified fresh.
Tomatoes?
What's the full name of the website?
Rotten Tomatoes.
That is correct. Aaron, this band simultaneously had number one and number two hits on Billboard with Boom Boom Pow and I've Got a Feeling.
The Black Eyed Peas.
That is right. Andy, it's a nickname for the shape of the smoke that follows a nuclear explosion.
Mushroom cloud?
You got it. Dave, in 1987, this iconic toy turned in its pipe and became the spokesbud for the Surgeon General's anti-smoking campaign.
Mr. Potato Head.
That's right. Emily, one theory claims that this popular soft drink was named for its inventor's father-in-law, a Texas physician.
Avocado.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Let's go to Aaron.
Dr. Pepper.
That is correct. I'm sorry, Emily. Thank you for playing. Andy, Roald Dahl book featuring talking bugs and fruit.
BFG, nope.
Dave, what's the answer?
James and the Giant Peach.
That is correct. We say goodbye to Andy. We're down to Aaron and Dave. Aaron, he's a red-headed prop comedian.
Carrot Top.
That's correct. Dave, this racket sport played on a four-walled court was named for the softness of its ball.
Squash.
That is right. Aaron, Bullet with Butterfly Wings and 1979 are two hits from this Billy Corgan-fronted band.
The Smashing Pumpkins.
That's right. Dave, this 1986 film features Prince as a gigolo.
Under the Cherry Moon?
You said it as a question, but that is correct. Wow. Aaron, this British company makes tiny credit card-sized computers.
Raspberry Pi.
Wow, you got it. One more. Dave, it's the fictional band on the Nickelodeon show, Doug.
The Lemons?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Aaron, if you know the answer, you'll be our grand prize winner.
The Cantaloupes.
I'm sorry, the answer was The Beats. Let's go to a tiebreaker.
You can cut the tension in the room with a knife.
Yeah!
Wow.
This is why they play the game, guys.
All right, you ran through our questions, so we're going to a tiebreaker. It's a cellular phone with a built-in keyboard that was popular among business types in the early 2000s. Dave.
BlackBerry.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Dave, your chain of babysitters has paid off.
I know. They're going to be so pleased. Thank you to Emma Rose, my beautiful daughter.
Oh. And that is our show. Thank you so much for playing. Check out our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. And you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Ask Me Another. Come see us live or be a contestant. Just go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Thou Jolta Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Annabelle Bacon, Eric Feinstein, Scott Ross, and senior writer Kyle Beakley. Ask Me Other is produced by Kiana Fitzgerald, Mike Katziff, Travis Larchuk, Julia Melfi, Denny Shin, and our intern, Alejandra Vasquez, along with Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Bill Moss, Noriko Okabe, and David Hurtgen. Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.